On WBTM and WAKG, now joined in by Tunstall alum and Arizona Diamondback pitcher Joe Manaply on this this Tuesday afternoon as he gets ready to pitch in NLCS Game 2 this afternoon. So, Joe, I mean, just first of all, what has it been like reaching this dream of pitching in the MLB playoffs?
Yeah, it's been pretty surreal, to be honest. You know, this is what you dream about as a kid, and you know, being in this position is something I've always wanted to be a part of. I've played in, you know, playoff type stuff, you know, through high school, college, even in the minor leagues. So being able to do it in the big leagues is a dream come true for sure.
I guess, you know, it's your first MLB postseason. What's the difference in, you know, competitiveness in terms of the regular season to the postseason? And what do you think has allowed you to be so effective in your first postseason?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, it's more intense of an environment for sure. You know, it's, to me, it's kind of the purest form of the game. So everybody, you know, everybody here is just, you know, doing everything they can to help the team win. So, yeah, I mean, I think the bigger crowds and you know, the more intense, the more focus, it just kind of locks you in more naturally. So, just being able to embrace it and you know, I think all the work I've done, you know, to get to this point has helped me to be prepared and you know, I'm just trying to embrace it and enjoy it and you know, just take in every moment.
You pitched on two state playoff teams when you were at Tunstall. When you think back to that time, you know, pitching for the Trojans, what comes to your mind about those days?
Yeah, I mean, those are some of the best days I ever had playing the game. You know, being able to play with your buddies, a lot of those guys I played with as a kid, and you know, just going through those battles together is you know, memories I'm going to have forever, and you know, you look back at it now and it's like, you know, this is obviously on a way bigger stage, but it's kind of all relative to the time. So, you know, I kind of have a lot of the same feelings and like excitement and adrenaline and yeah, it's fun.
I know you've kind of, during your major league career, you've kind of bounced around a lot. I mean, in terms of bouncing back and forth between the minors and the majors up until the last few years. I know injuries were a part of that. What do you think has kind of kept you going in those tough times? Because I mean, a lot of times guys, you know, they get injured in the minors and it just derails them, and you never see them make it back.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think a lot of it is just kind of being in the right place at the right time and just opportunity. Fortunately, you know, coming off of injuries, I've gotten opportunities to prove that, you know, I can compete at this level. And you know, a lot of this game is luck, to be honest. Just being in the right place at the right time. And I think, you know, fortunately for me, I've been able to do that and just kind of be able to take advantage of opportunities when you get them. You know, be grateful for them and don't take them for granted. And you know, I've always had a lot of confidence in myself, my ability. So, you know, having that and then, you know, combining that with the opportunity, I think, you know, fortunately I've been able to take advantage of it.
What has it been about the Diamondbacks organization in particular that has really allowed you to thrive and your career to kind of take off over the last few years?
I think a lot of it is just the confidence that they've showed in me. You know, I've had been some spots and times throughout the last few years where I haven't really been very good. And you know, this year in particular, coming off injury, I was struggling but you know, for them to stick with me and keep me a part of this organization, I think that shows the confidence that, you know, they have in me and you know, and knowing that your organization kind of has your back and they believe in you, that gives you a lot of confidence as a player.
You know, going back to last season, you mentioned how pitching in the playoffs is a dream. And going back to last season, I'm sure when you got the call that you were going to get to pitch in the All-Star game, what was your reaction when you first got that news?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of crazy. You know, it's kind of a a spot that, you know, I never really, it's always something you would love to do. But I never really thought that I would ever really be in the position to do it. So, you know, it was at the time, everything was moving so fast. I can't say that I really sat back and soaked it in. I was just trying to take, you know, it all came so quick. And, but yeah, I mean, the memories I made, you know, I feel like the only time I took to really soak it in was when I was walking off the mound after that inning and, just looking up at the crowd and, just kind of takes you back a little bit. And, yeah, it's just a surreal moment, something that I never always dreamed of and never really thought, would be a possibility, but, for whatever reason, you know, it worked out.
I was going to kind of ask you about that moment as well. Like what was going through your mind when you came to the mound in that inning, and then, you know, just being able to strike out the side in that inning as well.
Yeah. I was just kind of focused on, doing a good job. I didn't want to get out there and not perform. So, that was kind of my mindset, just, you know, get our team, even though it was an all-star game, kind of exhibition, doesn't really statistics don't really matter. You know, I was just trying to take the same focus I take every day and, get our team back in the dugout. And, yeah, I mean, that was my focus.
As you prepare to pitch against this Phillies team, I mean, I know you guys dropped game one, but from what you've seen and kind of doing your preparation, what makes this this Phillies roster, what makes them so potent right now?
Well, I mean, they got a lot of good hitters. You know, the whole lineup top to bottom is, you know, they're all really good players. You know, obviously they got Schwarber and Harper and Castellanos, and those guys are all hot right now, which helps. So, you know, it's just it's a tough lineup to navigate. You have to really execute. They're a team that really, if you make mistakes, they're going to hurt you, and they're going to hurt you with some damage. So they're a very well-rounded team. Their lineup is stacked. Their starting staff is really good. Their bullpen's really good. So, yeah, I mean, it's just a team you really have to execute against. And I think if you execute, you know, I think, you know, the odds should be in your favor as a pitcher. But they're a team that really hurts you if you make mistakes.
This is the first Diamondbacks team in you know, several years that has really had this level of success, especially making it to the NLCS. So what has this run been like for you so far? Because I mean, it's the first time in your career that you've kind of had this kind of run in your pro career as well.
Yeah, it's been awesome. You know, 2 years ago I was on a team that, you know, we lost 110 games. So to be in the position that we're in the NLCS, you know, to go from that team to what we have now, in a short amount of time is pretty special. I think it speaks a lot to the, you know, our front office and the team that they put together. And then it just speaks a lot for, you know, our staff and how they've got us, you know, playing well and also to the guys on the team who are performing. You know, we've got a good mix of, we've got some really good young players. They're going to be household names for sure. And we've got some older veteran guys that have been around. So, you know, it's a great mix. We've got an unbelievable clubhouse, when it comes to, you know, the team meshing and stuff. So yeah, I mean, I think this team, this organization is set up to be good for a while.
Yeah, certainly looks like it. No question about that. We've been talking to Joe Manaply, Tunstall alum and Arizona Diamondbacks pitcher. Joe, we wish you the best of luck the rest of the way, and appreciate you taking the time to join us.
I appreciate it, Ryan. It's good to talk to you, man.